Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Melissa Westheider about her experience in finding and interviewing for her internship. Melissa is a senior marketing major at Miami, and for the past two summers has been interning for Philip Morris USA as a territorial sales manager within their sales department. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how you learned about this opportunity with Philip Morris.
Well, I went to the first career fair in the fall, where I had already read about the companies who are offering sales internships and whatnot. Philip Morris actually wasn't offering a sales internship then, but I was really impressed with their company, so I went up to talk to them anyways. Introduced myself, you know, met people, and I went back for the spring ice and went to the same booth, and the same two men were working the booth. And I reintroduced myself and told them I was really interested in getting an internship. So I emailed them until they sent me an invitation to come interview.
So very persistent.
Yes.
In preparing for your interview with Philip Morris, what were some things that you did? How did you research the company? You mentioned that during career fair you had gone and you were impressed with the company. So maybe a little bit about that.
Well, they offered an information night after they had given me the invitation. And before I went to the actual information night, I researched the company online, learned as much as I could about it, some of the stuff I didn't understand because, you know, it talks about the tobacco industry, which I really didn't know much about.
Right.
But I did go to the information night where I learned a lot. They had maybe 13 representatives there from the company, and they just went through maybe a 30-minute PowerPoint slide about the whole company, what you would be doing as an intern. There were also candidates there who wanted to be a full-time hire, and that was just really informative. So
any use of the web or their websites?
Yeah, I went to the website. The Career Services website also had information about the industry, and I read up on that too.
What was the actual interviewing process like for you?
Well, the first interview that I went to, it was just in a smaller room. There were only two men there, and it was more conversational. I had brought a portfolio of things that I had made for my job, things that I had created with my business fraternity, just to show them. And the interview went really well. It lasted about 45 minutes. And then I was invited back for a second round interview through email. And when I came back, it was a little more than I expected.
How so?
There was a conference room in the back of the Career Services building. And when I walked in, there was kind of a boardroom conference table with about six executives sitting around it, and that was a little intimidating. And they re-asked me the questions they had asked me in the first interview, but then they had also given me a case to go deliberate on in the hallway for 5 minutes and come up with a solution and then bring it back and deliver it to them. So that was something I hadn't expected, but it was a good experience.
So just the two interviews?
Well, after the second round interview, I was invited back for what they call a day in the field, where I would actually drive and meet up with a territorial sales manager. Then I rode around with them all day long and their manager, witnessed what they were doing, asked questions, and I think that that's where they determine if you would be comfortable working in the field and if you're comfortable with the industry.
So the first two being rather formal interviews, but the last one was more of a give-and-take interview to see whether it fit for you and also fit for them.
Yeah.
Did you go through a training program while you were there?
When I first started, the internship was 10 weeks long. The first 5 weeks, it was all training. It was all in the field, learning about the industry, learning about the job of the territorial sales manager. So that was basically, while I was working, I was learning. And then the rest of the internship, the last 5 weeks, I was conducting my own research project.
Okay. So, what was the biggest challenge you faced while you were either this summer or the past summer?
I would say the research project, just because usually in school when you're working on projects, you're in groups. But I wasn't treated as an intern there. They really treated me as a full-time employee, so there was a lot of responsibility. And the research that I was doing was actually valuable to the company, so they were anticipating the results. And then I had to deliver it in front of a boardroom, and there were maybe 20 people in there, so that was really intimidating and But it was good that I did it.
Great.
Learned a lot.
Sounds like it was responsibility and knowing that what you were researching was actually going to be used.
Yeah.
And so feeling very responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
How were your internships different, or how did it differ from your first summer to your second summer?
Well, the first summer, as I said before, I was spending the first 5 weeks learning about the manager position, whereas the second half, I was working on the research project. I was also relocated to Cleveland that summer, which I hadn't expected, but it was a good experience. However, the second summer, I had requested to live in Cincinnati, since that's where I'm from and I'm most familiar with it, especially when driving around, I would know where I was going.
Right.
But they kind of gave me more of a managerial look at the company instead of, for the first 5 weeks, focusing just on learning the position of the TSM. I was creating kind of a culture between the 8 different interns. Each were in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Columbus. So I just made sure we were always in contact with each other. I was heading up conference calls between us every week, making sure when we were traveling to events, everybody was on the same page and working with everybody on their final presentations.
So it seems a bit more responsibility even within the second year.
Yeah, definitely. And then also with the, instead of just doing a research project for my second 5 weeks, I actually worked on creating a piece of infrastructure that is a training manual for all interns. It's kind of a modular-based learning process that I think they plan on using in the future.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did the internship meet your expectations?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a student, you hear of internships where you just go and you're filing papers or answering phones and taking messages, but they really taught me as a full-time employee. When TSMs, or territorial sales managers, were on vacation, I would be making calls for them in the field after I'd been trained, of course. But and everything, I would be able to add input when we were at retail. Everything I said, they really kind of listened to, and I was able to make some change. So I felt valued just because they valued my opinion. And
when you were looking at internships, how did you determine that this was going to be one where you would actually be treated more as an employee than, as you said, just filing papers, that type of internship?
When I met the representatives from the company at the information night, I feel as if that told me a lot about the company. Just meeting the people who work there and getting a feel for the environment. And they told us during their presentation the responsibilities that you would have. So the internship is not taken lightly. It's an opportunity to show them that you could be a full-time employee there.
So you really got a good sense of what that job was going to look like.
Yeah.
Great. How do you see this internship impacting your career decisions or what you do down the road?
I think, well, it's in sales, but the sales is different. It's a declining industry. It's very challenging. It's always changing. And working with all the different sales managers, I was able to see what they do on a day-to-day basis. They're not working in an office. They're out in the field by themselves. There's a lot of travel involved. So it's really making me rethink career decisions and what I would like to do in the future. And it also showed me that I most likely will be working for the company.
Great.
I like it.
So any advice that you've got for other students who might be looking into internships?
I would say to start right away. I know the internship career fair isn't until the spring, but even if you could maybe attend in the fall or just check out the recruiters that may have been there or what's online, start looking as soon as possible and definitely go to Career Services, take advantage of the mock interviews and all the other resources that they have.
So Melissa, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I am fortunate enough to have received a full-time job offer from the company.
Fantastic.
Thank you. But with the career fair coming up, I feel that, you know, spending 4 years at Miami, I should probably look into other opportunities just to make sure that this is what I really want to do.
Great. Melissa, thanks so much for dropping in this afternoon.
No problem.
It's been great having you, and good luck to you in the future.
Thank you.